Time for our food spot and our focus on artisan food. And Simply Inish is a family-run business. It's based in Malin. And they want to bring us, or what they do, in fact, is they bring a quality produce that's locally sourced and freshly prepared. Well, I'm joined by Joseph Doherty now, I'm glad to say. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning, John.
So tell me about your produce. You have got a big range. You brought some of it in this morning, but you've got a big range. Tell me about, how is it different? How is it better? Why would somebody seek out your produce in the supermarket or wherever?
Well, what we do is a wide range of fresh and chilled food, and it's all prepared in Malin, as you said. Mm-hmm. And if you turn, like, to our coleslaw is one of our biggest sellers, and it's one of our original products since 1989. Mm-hmm. Now, with our coleslaw, we only use three ingredients: cabbage, carrot and mayonnaise. We don't use any chemical washes. We don't add water to it. We don't weaken it in any way. And that's why the product's so good.
I'm relieved. Sorry to cut across. Yep. I'm relieved that there's no onions in it, because a lot of people make your coleslaw with onion, and I prefer it without.
Well, with the onion, you have more of a market with the onion-free coleslaw. As you say, there's a lot of people that don't like onion in their coleslaw. Mm. So the way ours is left, that people can add ingredients. You can also add cheese or fruit or different products to it to create different types of coleslaw. It's like a base coleslaw also.
Mm. Eating on air never makes for great radio, but I had to sample a little bit there. Mm. It's very good, and it's nice and creamy, which I like about a coleslaw. So That's one of the products that you produce, and elsewhere in this big basket here, there's a wide range of things, because there's simple things like batten carrots, and then you've got a veg soup mix, and from that then there's desserts like a sherry trifle, a kind of a family size pack sherry trifle, and then individual portions of strawberry cheesecake and lemon cheesecake. So it's from the savoury to the sweet.
Yeah. It's part of what we do, and part fits the HACCP system, but it also covers us in the different markets. We have also a summer range for the coleslaws and salads, and we have our winter range, which would be the veg packs, so it keeps the company sustainable and can keep the workforce throughout the year.
When you say workforce, how many of you working for you?
We have 25 working in Malin.
Brilliant. And where do you supply to? Not just in supermarkets and local shops, but beyond?
Distance-wise, we're down as far as Cavan and Monaghan, because as part of the Food Coast with the local enterprise board, we worked with the Food Academy and Super Value, and that enabled us to go into different shops in different counties. So now we have 8 counties at the moment, and in October we're going to Mayo and Galway.
Now, it would be a given that you walk into a supermarket and then you show in and see your produce. Maybe not always the case, but I would expect it. Might be a different story down the country and elsewhere, where and you might need to explain. Well, Simply Inish refers to Inish Seán, and is it harder to open those doors?
It's kind of hard, but with the Food Academy, that's helped us open doors. Now, as the Simply Inish is a new brand in 2015, originally we were Inish Seán Country Kitchen, and although that's still the company, we changed across to Simply Inish to give us a name that could reach further than Donegal, with the Inish being Irish and Simply being food.
Yeah, yeah. So, and it's worked out to be a good move.
That has been a good move. It's definitely opened doors for us, and people like the brand, they like the artwork of it.
So where does the food network come in? How does that help?
The Food Coast.
Food Coast, rather.
The Food Coast is run by the local enterprise office, and what it does is collaborates between all producers, growers, manufacturers, sellers, everybody, ties them all together. And then there can be different groups like Super Value, etc., can come in and take information from these groups and start to speak directly to suppliers.
Okay, so that might be, say, a big supermarket, that might be their first port of call if they're looking for a
supplier.
Yeah,
it's a link between the two, yeah.
All right. Okay, more sampling. Let's try your strawberry cheesecake. And you've got strawberry and lemon. Is that your two flavours of cheesecake?
That's the two flavours we do. That's the most popular ones, and the cheesecakes. They're just nice food-to-go-sized dessert. Then we also do the large family size dessert, and we do like a 2 to 3 people portion, and we do the large dessert, which is a big seller, especially in seasonal times like Christmas and Easter.
Okay. And when you started out, I mean, you didn't start out with this range of produce.
No, originally the company was started as a farm diversification project in 1989. Started from the back kitchen, built up to a factory. I actually bought the company in 2009. And from 2009 to 2015, like, we've doubled in turnover and in workforce in that period of time.
Right.
And the
workforce would mean that you've got people who are helping to produce the food, and then there's those that are out delivering and marketing and stuff for you.
Your sales, distribution, management in the factory, the hands-on producers, and a lot of people from locally, from Malin area, out to Maville, out to Glenealy, to Buncrana, to Carndona, from all areas of Inishowen.
And I've seen you at food markets as well, so it's important to have a presence at those, where, you know, regionally and locally.
Yeah, it's people like to meet the producer, the end user now, and we done the Taste of Donegal this year, obviously like about 20,000 people going through that, and they meet you, they taste the produce, they like to know what the story's about the produce, they speak to us. And we also done the Clamanny Festival, which had a food element to it and was very successful this year also.
And your the raw ingredients, the products for your produce, are they sourced locally where possible?
We call it radio sourcing, as near as possible that we can use. If you take our garlic bread and our stuffings here, they're all produced by the actual bread, baguettes are baked in Lahey with O'Donnell's Bakery. So that's inside the county. As much as we can buy stuff inside the county, we will. A lot of our veg will be Northern Ireland, probably be closer to us than having to get in Meath, you know.
Yeah.
And we have to get it very fresh and often, you know.
Absolutely. And miles travelled, I suppose, would be a factor as well, in that you don't want to be taking your food from too far away. The closer it is, then the fresher it is, and the end product is fresher.
It is, yeah. The same like our potatoes there, for our potato salad, or from Moville, we just try and keep as much as we can locally, you know.
That's a great idea. A duo salad pack, a one half coleslaw, the other half potato salad.
Yes, for people that want to try and, they don't want a full tub of each, and they'd like to buy a small portion, so they get the double packs as well, yeah.
Well, it's, you know, it's great that you've embraced the sweet side of things, because sometimes food producers such as yourselves would tend to specialise in one or the other. But the fact now that you've got trifle and cheesecake and so on, I mean, now that brings a whole new aspect to things.
It does. But even in 2016, after the rebrand now to Simply Anish, what we're intending to do is start maybe the Simply Anish Supreme range. We're going to take all our products and try and make as clean a label, which is as less variable ingredients as possible, into this. It'll probably be a higher price point item, but it'll be a Supreme range. And that'll be innovation as the future in small food companies.
And there's great potential here in Donegal for this sort of a product. And do you find that when you're marketing at trade fairs and food fairs elsewhere in the country, that, you know, well received?
It is well received. We'd done the Taste of Cavan show this year. And very interesting, a lot of people would come up and they would ask, and where are you from? In Donegal. Oh, we'll have some of that. Mm. If you just make it in Donegal, it's obviously going to be good.
Yeah.
So Donegal is a good name for food.
Yeah, because there's we have a good reputation for, you know, wholesomeness and freshness, and you know, that'll serve us well.
It will, surely. Like, there's a lot of people out there now to be fed, and it's really going places. And Donegal food, with the new networks and everything, we've really built up a reputation for ourselves. We've done a lot of trade fairs in Dublin collectively, and we've done like a Taste of Cavan, we've done different ones, and Donegal's getting a name for food now. We're like, West Cork would be a benchmark for a food brand, and Donegal's getting there now.
Okay, good. And and big efforts been made, not just with the Food Coast, but there's others, and I see them in social media and online, and you know, striving forward.
Food blogging, yeah, there's a lot of food blogging going on, and there's a lot of information going out there about food, and people like to know about their food now. It's not a matter of just buying food in a supermarket. They really want to know where it's from. It's from good background with good company morals, you know, and that's very important.
And people are looking more and more into the food that they're buying, and even the food that they're getting served up in restaurants, and want to know the source and just the basic info behind it, I suppose.
Yeah, especially when it comes to the bad press that the large supermarkets have received last year. That really showed that people really want to know now where the food's coming from, who's making it, and what the ingredients are.
Just while you've been speaking there, I've been sampling your strawberry and strawberry cheesecake and a lemon cheesecake, and I better ease up now because it's before breakfast. But listen, continued success and rebranded now. It was Inish Own Country Kitchen, now rebranded as Simply Inish, and a very distinctive blue and green logo to go with it. A wide range of fresh produce, and you'll find it in local supermarkets, at food markets and food fairs, and increasingly so hopefully in other counties around the country. So I just thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, John. It's great to see Highland Radio promoting companies like this and local produce and stuff. It's great to see that, you know.
Well, delighted to help. And if you know somebody that is producing food such as this and is an artisan food producer and producing quality, often local, fresh produce, that we're all too happy to get behind it. So do get in touch, let us know, and you can email us, get in touch Facebook or Twitter, or give us a call or a text. And it's our sort of, at the moment anyhow, a regular feature on artisan food and food that's produced locally. And all too often we don't know the story behind it, so we're hoping redress the balance, if you like, and inform everybody about what's in the supermarket or what's on our plate. It's 17 minutes.